Welcome to the Art Box, recorded in our beautiful Mesquite, Nevada, and sponsored by the Virgin Valley Artists Association. Our association provides creative opportunities for all ages. Get creative with us at the Mesquite Fine Arts Center, 15 West Mesquite Boulevard, or find us online at mesquitefineartscenter.com or on Facebook, The Art Box.
Hey, Bob Craig.
Hi.
Welcome to the Steam Center in our Art Box studio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thanks for coming in. You know, I'm used to you working, so, you know, Bob Craig says, oh, I can come in on, it's today. Today's Friday during the daytime. I'm like, well, what? What? You usually work, but you're not working?
I know. I'm retired. Happily. Very much so.
Ain't it great?
It's wonderful.
So you are directing Almost Maine. You want to talk a little bit about Almost Maine? I like the name. My wife and I already have our tickets, by the way.
Fantastic. Great. Fantastic. Well, Almost Maine is a play that takes place in the fictional town of Almost Maine. It's a town that almost exists. It wasn't ever really organized. So it's just a group of people who live in this town who are, is almost the town. Each, it's a scene, it's a series of eight different scenes from the citizens of that town who almost connect with one another. It's stories of people falling in and out of love, of relationships changing. And there's a magical moment in each and every one of the scenes. And I should add that each one of the scenes are the same 10 minutes of that night. Yeah.
I love it.
It's the same 10 minutes. And then within each one of those scenes, there is a magical moment, and it's the Northern Lights, which you will see on back on the projection there in the back of the theater.
All right.
Yeah. And during that time, something magical happens to the couples that are in those scenes. They make a decision. Either relationships are changed, they're started, in some cases they end. Something significant happens at that particular moment. It is both funny, in some cases it's sad. It's a well-rounded evening of theater, I think, for anybody who comes to see it.
What do you hope your audiences are going to take away?
I'm hoping that when they leave, they're going to have just a very, very good time. Something we've tried to do with this piece is some of my personal goals I had, not only as a director, but as just someone who lives here in Mesquite, is I wanted to involve more people in the theater than we've seen before. You're going to see a few people that you've never seen on that stage who were just absolute finds. I was surprised when they came through the door. We're using people from age ranges of, I have some high school kids who are in it, all the way up to age 70 and everything in between. We have a cast of 13 people who some of them double in different roles, but you know, it's a good cross-section who kind of represent this citizenship of this town of Almost. The people who live in Almost Maine are kind people who all strive to do the right thing, but sometimes fall short, sometimes do better than expected. I think it's just a feel-good play. You're going to walk out of there just feeling good about things.
How about the characters? How are they doing developing into the role?
That was a really interesting process because we had a 7-week rehearsal period in which I would take two scenes a night and I would work with those individuals just individually on just their scenes and kind of developing and discovering what it was those characters were trying to do during the part of their scenes. It was a good use of time. It did require the actors to work a lot on their own because some I didn't see for a while. I'm really proud of this play. One of the things I'm really proud of is each one of the actors in it really took ownership of it and really were just really ran with it. I think you're going to see some of the people who you've seen on that stage before, you're going to see them differently than you've ever seen them before. They're doing work they've never, ever done. I know that we are known pretty much for doing kind of wacky comedies down there at the theater, but
I have booed and hissed you before.
Yes, you have.
Yes,
you have.
And I've asked for more.
And I've asked for more. And I am shameless when it comes to that. But we wanted to do something just a little bit different. We wanted to offer our audiences a greater variety of theater. And I think this is something that we can all be proud of in what we're offering. So I really hope we get our audiences out there. You'll have a good time. The play runs for about 2 hours. And I think you'll really enjoy yourself. This is one of those plays where there's really no good guys or bad guys. We have one scene, for instance, where a couple are on the verge of divorce. And we really worked for a long time to say, you know, there's really no good guys or bad guys in this one. It was one of those situations where people don't communicate. And that's kind of a common theme throughout it, is that people aren't communicating well. They're not listening to each other. And it shows the effects of not listening to each other and not acting on that. But there's no good guys or bad guys. It's just, you know, if we'd made different choices, other things would have happened.
How about the set, Bob? What's the set look like? Do you have to change it for each of the scenes?
That was a blessing in the respect that we don't really have a set for this play, because we have eight different scenes and it's taking place in eight different locations. I went with what would be called a representational set, meaning we're no walls, no windows, no doors. It's being separated by light. We are using different pools of light on different areas of the stage to represent a new location. And it really calls the audience for them to use their imagination. Pretty much the set for a particular scene might be a bench or a chair and a table. We augment that with some projections on the background and sound effects. That was pretty much the idea we were going with this one, just to get the idea of different locations. We have a brand new lighting system. We have a wonderful lighting designer that we're using. Her name's Jackie Tomlinson. And Jackie has really designed a beautiful lighting design for this particular play. We couldn't have done it without her, really, because, like I said, since you're not really using a set per se, then you really have to put all of your eggs in your lights and your costumes and sound and things like that to get the idea of where you are. No, it's exciting. It's really exciting. I really hope our audience will come out and see this play. It's something a little bit different, but I think you will enjoy it. Almost Maine is, we did our research when we chose it as a theater. Almost Maine is one of the most popular community theater plays in America. It comes with high recommendations. Community theater companies across the nation have done this. I'm not surprised if some of your listeners have not heard of the play before, but again, I think it's a good choice for us.
Hey, Bob, are you in this play at all?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Should we just let everybody wait and be surprised?
Oh, yeah. Just wait and be surprised.
Okay.
Yes.
No more questions around that.
Yeah, I'm in it. I'm not playing the villain nor the hero in this one, as we're used to. It's a whole different kettle of fish. Some of our more regulars, like Joy Craig, will be in it, my wife. As well as Chad Chamalot, he's in it. Our Bethany Green is in it. Wendy Killinger is in it. And we have some brand new folks. I'm so proud of the brand new folks who I've just said, where have you been? We have a new person by the name of Heather Abbott, she's not acted since high school. And every night I just watch her and I go, what have you been doing all this time? You should have been on stage. What's exciting is we're getting new people who have not done theater in years and years and years, excited about doing it again. We have a gentleman by the name of Tanner Ducharme who, again, he's not done theater for a long time. And I love what he's doing. And he goes, I have found a new home. This was another goal of mine, was to say we need to start getting not just young people, but new people involved, because you can't keep drawing from the same pool all the time. You have to change it up. You have to bring new people into the fold, because that's what brings more people and more people. The greater our acting pool is, the greater we have to draw from, I think the greater shows we're going to be doing. this is going to be the last show of the season. After this, there is going to be the children's musical workshop. Right? They're doing Mean Girls Jr. And they're also doing Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I just really would encourage people to come out and give this a try. I think you'll be pleased. Again, we do have we're trying Thursday nights for the first time. We do have the special. If you buy your tickets online, buy one ticket, get the second ticket for half price. So that makes it very reasonable for someone who's kind of on the fence if they want to try this play or not. Again, we all hope to see you there at Virgin Valley Community Theater at Mesquite Community Theater on Yucca Avenue, and we will see you then on Thursday.
Yeah, so we have Thursday the 21st.
Right.
At 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m.
Friday the 22nd at 7 p.m.
Correct.
Saturday and Sunday, that first weekend, you have a matinee both days.
Correct.
2 o'clock.
Correct.
Okay. And then we move to the next weekend, and there'll be Thursday the 28th.
Right.
And then Friday the 29th will be 7 p.m. Saturday will be 2 p.m., and there won't be a show Sunday.
Correct. That's it.
Bob, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Glenn and I will be there opening night. We're excited.
Well, look, we're going to be looking for you and can't wait to see you.
Thanks for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
Broadcasting from the Mesquite Works Steam Center in the scenic Mojave Desert, the Art Box sponsors thank you for listening. You can find us on Spotify and Amazon Music. Please subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We welcome all comments. You can email us at artboxvv@gmail.com. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of its hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the Virgin Valley Artists Association.